Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball team. Coach, getting set for another season after a nice finish last year of 34-10 and a solid finish there at the state tournament in fourth place. Kind of as you look at this team now coming into 2022, just continuing to build on the program and how things have gone. You did lose four seniors from that group last year and three all-leaguers in Mackenzie Travis, Trinity McMillan, and Kimberlyn Nichols, but Haley Pearson also played for you. But you do have two all-league returnees and Addie Budke and Miley Brown, so a base to work with there. How are things going as you try to maybe replace those players and then moving forward with this season?
Yeah, the last year players were great leaders and hard to replace, but the girls we have now have stepped it up and played a lot of ball this summer and really worked into them positions and are looking really good. We have Haley Channel that does have varsity experience, too, that returned with us. So they're doing a great job. We played a full season this summer, about 40 games. So they got a whole season under their belt from the summer. So it was fun to see them develop as the summer went on, and it actually ended up being the best summer we've ever had. So shows you what their hard work and the determination's paying off, and I think it's going to be a great season if we can keep everyone healthy.
I don't want to say, when I say this is going to sound like it's easy, but it's not. When I say this, though, for you as a coach, how much easier is it with your program and what you built that people want to keep this thing alive, you know, going through summer ball and things like that, to move on to the next season and try to replace those other players and just keep that program going the right way?
I think that's a lot of it. We've built this program, you know, it goes clear back. These kids are starting the sophomores and freshmen I've had since grade school, you know, fifth, sixth grade, kind of starting winter ball with them. And then, you know, I have them in the summer, so and they see what success we have. We always watch at our camp, you know, our videos and how much fun it is and how good we do during the season. So I think that builds the program. And so these girls come in, they work hard, and it's just not in high school. They start young, so they're starting fifth, sixth grade. And so, you know, it's much easier as I've gotten older now. I'm on my 10th year. Mm-hmm. It's much easier now than it was when I started 10 years ago. When I started 10 years ago, it was a battle of just learning the skills and playing basic volleyball. And now they come in with that knowledge. And so we just move right along. They know what I expect. And so, much easier as the program has grown.
You have a little bit different start to your season here this year. You'll go to the Hayes tournament coming up on Saturday, which is something you've never done before. You've had that opener maybe against TMP or whatever early in the mm-hmm. season, but now you have a tournament. You're going to see some higher class teams, Hayes, Salina South, and Scott City, what you know in your pool play, and then if you can get out of that, a couple bracket play matches as well. What do you expect to see with this Hayes tournament, and what do you want to see the first time out?
Oh, it's going to be a hard tournament. It's like a state level, if not even higher than a state level. Mm-hmm. We got into this tournament because we need that. We need a push, and all our tournaments, you know, that's where we see our competition, and that's where we push to get better. We have to see them weaknesses. And so we're just going to go out and play. We'll see Hayes high right off, then Salina South, and then Scott City on our side. And honestly, I think we got the best deal on the pool. On the pool side, Olathe West is on the other side, and May South, and then Colby. So, you have 3 5A, 1 6A, and then the rest 3A teams. So, if you get fourth at this place, you're doing good. And even, you know, all the way down fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, as long as you can go out of there and get something. And that's what we've really focused on. Let's go. Let's play. Let's see what our strengths are and see what our weaknesses are, and then build from that, you know, the next week. We have to. I like it because it's just it's early in the season. So let's see where we're at right away, and then build on that the rest of the season.
As a full kind of preview for the season for you, we kind of always talk about how you might stack up, what the league looks like, and the rest of your schedule. How do you feel about the base of that and the league, and how your schedule balances this year?
I think our league will be a little stronger, and we saw some of them this summer, and they have proven to be more competitive, and a lot of their younger players are now juniors and seniors. And that's what I told the girl. We got a target on our back. Everybody wants to beat us, and they're always going to play their best game. And, you know, got to be ready. If we don't play our game each and every night out with the league teams, we'll get beat. So they're competitive and are coached well. So, you know, we got to be ready on them Tuesday nights when we play. So, and the girls are aware of that. You know, we had some close games with some of our league teams this summer, just, you know, backing off, and they got to know they have to stay laser-focused the whole time and not let up against anyone.
Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Boilet Lady Trojans, here on the Sports Ticket this morning. Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck as you open the season out tomorrow there at Hayes.